And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Franciscans celebrate the memorial of St. James of the March, or of the Marsh, or of the Marshes. I've seen various translations of that Italian word. I'm not sure really which one is accurate, but St. James was, he's remembered, at least by I remember him, as being one of the three brothers who worked closely together for the reform of the Franciscan order, and who were all outstanding, really extraordinary preachers, and that's Saint Bernardine of Siena, Saint John of Capistrano, and Saint James of the March. And Saint James really is remembered especially for his preaching. So he was first trained as a lawyer. He had doctorates both in civil and canon law. And as a very gifted young man, many prospects of success lay before him. But he, in his heart, perceived the vanity of the world, and so renounced that path. He felt called to religious life, to follow Jesus and live the gospel. And so his preference of serving God and the Word of God is something that he remained true to the end of his days, even after an illustrious career and many successes as a preacher. When he was offered the position of Archbishop of Milan, he declined, and he said that, "I have no other desire upon earth than to do penance and to preach penance as a poor Franciscan." And he did set himself apart with his dedication to an austere life of penance. He would rarely sleep more than 3 hours a day, and that on the bare earth. Most of the time he dined on bread and water, occasionally augmenting that diet with some uncooked vegetables. He imitated Saint Francis with seven 40-day fasts throughout the year. He wore penitential clothing, including a kind of a coat of mail, which is like chain link or whatever, with these pointed ends that would, you know, be at least very uncomfortable. So he lived a life of penance. And he proclaimed the gospel. That was primarily what he did. He traveled all over Europe, Dalmatia, Croatia, Albania, Bosnia, Austria, Bohemia. I mean, I could name all these countries, but he really roamed all of Europe preaching and had great successes. When I mention success, I mean spiritual success. At one sermon in Milan, he converted 36 women of ill repute with a single sermon. That's how effective his word was, how moving his preaching was. It's said that he brought 50,000 heretics back into the church, and that because of his preaching, he led 200,000 unbelievers to baptism. Those numbers are remarkable, but there's no reason to doubt that God worked through him in this way. And so St. James, really, his life revolves around the Word of God. First, he heard it, then he put it into practice in his own life, and then he went and proclaimed it to the nations, as our Lord commanded. We heard in today's gospel our Lord's command to go out and to preach, and how they were, his disciples were to do that, proclaiming that the reign of God is at hand. And so we see the effectiveness of the Word of God in the life of St. James. He demonstrated through his own austere life that he had received that message of salvation, which began with our Lord's command to repent and be converted to the gospel. The sign of true repentance then is a change in life. So penance is manifested by performance of some act of self-mortification, or in the sacramental sense, undergoing a penalty imposed by the ecclesiastical authority. So part of the persuasion, or what is so convincing about St. James' preaching, is that he lived it, a life of penance. And he loved God above all things, because God, loving God means to do his will and to serve him. And God's greatest desire is for all of us to be saved, all of his creatures. He wants each and every soul that he creates to love him in return. And so St. James dedicated himself then to preaching the gospel, which is the foundation of faith that saves us. So today, as we celebrate the memory of St. James, a pastor, a penitent himself, and a prophet, let us remember that we're called also to do penance and to be prophets. A prophet in the sense not of foretelling the future, but of speaking in God's stead. In other words, we're all instruments. We have to receive the word, we have to put it into practice, and then we have to proclaim it as well, not only with our actions, but also confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and that his gospel is the means to ultimate happiness for all of humanity. May all of the great Franciscan saints and the Queen of the Seraphic Order intercede for us, that we too can be as faithful as St. James of the March. Praise be Jesus and Mary.